report. We are following two big stories this hour. The first, the Supreme Court has agreed to decide whether former President Trump should be granted immunity from criminal prosecution for his role in the January 6th insurrection. Legal analyst Jessica Levinson.
I expect that they will uphold what the D.C. Circuit said. That was a detailed 57-page opinion.
The High Court has already indicated it plans to move quickly with this case. Oral arguments are set to start the week of April 22nd. Also in Washington today, congressional leaders just agreed to a deal to avert a government shutdown. Here's CBS's Allison Keyes.
In a bipartisan statement, leaders say negotiators have reached agreement on six bills, including transportation and the interior. They say the bills will be voted on prior to March 8th. A second package of bills, including defense and homeland security, will be finalized and voted on before March 22nd.
This deal essentially extending their Friday deadline. CBS News Special Report, I'm Monica Ricks.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The FBI is offering a $15,000 reward for information in the week-long search for a missing three-year-old boy from Two Rivers. That's on top of the $1,000 reward the local Crime Stoppers chapter is offering. Elijah Vu has been missing since last Tuesday. His mother and her boyfriend are charged with child neglect and are not telling authorities where the three-year-old is. Now that Wisconsin has more competitive legislative districts, Democratic donors are doubling their investment in races for Wisconsin Assembly and Senate. The National Democratic Legislative Campaign Committee today says it plans to give another $24,000 to Democratic campaigns this year. That's the maximum allowed by law and equal to an amount given back in December. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WRJN News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The fight to get rid of Voss carries on in Racine County. This weekend, people are going door-to-door in Union Grove to gather more signatures in an effort to recall Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. The end of a 60-day window to get signatures is approaching. The Recall Voss website says the group wants to get rid of him because he spent a lifetime consolidating power and control in government. The recall petition requires almost 7,000 signatures from voters in the 63rd. The Kenosha Innovation Center's groundbreaking ceremony marked a milestone for the city and its massive redevelopment of the former Chrysler site. The governor, county executive, and mayor were part of the shovel ceremony yesterday on the roughly $23 million centerpiece of the Kenosha Innovation Neighborhood Initiative. The 64,000-square-foot effort started yesterday will house office space and community meeting space. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WRJN News.
Now. We tend not to think about now. We dream about tomorrow, relive yesterday. But right now in front of us is victory over cancer. Right now, cancer research funded by the V Foundation is leading to better treatments and saving lives. Victory over cancer is there for the taking by you, because today's cancer research is tomorrow's victory. Learn more at V.org.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
It's the Bucks and the Hornets tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks are back home, and what Giannis says seems like forever, taking on the Charlotte Hornets.
Going home now. I feel like we've been on the road for so long. Play against Charlotte. They're a tough team, young team, play fast, very, you know, scrappy, crafty players. Dangerous team. We have to, you know, respect them and play good basketball. Play hard like we did. Hopefully we can get a win.
Bucks forward Bobby Portis.
The second half of the season. It's a sprint right now. 24 games left, and we had 26 after the break. Every game starts to matter.
College hoops. The Wisconsin Badgers in Indiana to take on the Hoosiers. NFL. The Packers at the NFL Combine. GM Brian Gutekunst says he thought Green Bay was on their way to beating the 49ers and on to the NFC Championship.
Yeah, we were, you know, 5 minutes ago in that game. I mean, I think we were squarely thinking that's where we were headed.
That's Brian Gutekunst with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and cold tonight with lows around 10 above, but sunny and much warmer tomorrow, highs to the mid-40s. Sunny, breezy, and even warmer Friday, high low 50s. The warmth continues to build for the weekend, partly cloudy and near 60 Saturday, low 60 Sunday. It's 28 degrees right now.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed at a reasonable hour. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe from 7 to 9 p.m. on 1400 AM, 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Touchdown on your radio dial. Yeah! And home of the Packers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Wednesday edition, a happier, happy hour indeed. With your phone calls, your contributions, 844-967-2789. We had some breaking news in the last hour, Dom. For those just jumping in the car, if your phone's not blowing up, you don't have enough of the newsers on your phone.
Because my phone's blowing up. Man.
And it's telling me that the U.S. Supreme Court will hear oral arguments on the question of absolute immunity for Donald Trump. And I immediately got irritated by this, as occasionally I do, not often, but occasionally I get irritated by the news cycle. And on this day, I got to admit, I'm a little chagrined. I think this is a big steaming pile of malarkey, let's just say, Dom. But, you know, your opinions matter as well. 844-967-2789. And also the question of Trump's, what, bond in the fraud.
Yes.
He came out today and said, you know, I'm too good for you people. I'm so wealthy, I shouldn't have to put up bond. And then he had a counter offer. Well, they need 450.
What is this, offer to purchase, man? What are you talking about?
Well, he countered himself. You know, he countered the court. Like, the court said, you must pay the bond. He said, well, I'm not going to pay the bond. I will only pay you $100 million. Seems like a lot of money to you lay people, so take that. And the court said, no, thank you. We want the full bond. Like any other defendant, I realize this is a civil matter, but still, defendant Trump, losing defendant Trump, fraudster convicted under civil proceedings, and of course, his organization shut out of doing business in the state of New York for 3 years. Dom, I've never even heard of such a thing. He's special.
He got lucky in that regard, and perhaps Engoron was, you know, holding off an appeal to some degree because he could have given the corporate death penalty by not allowing him to do business in the state of New York at all. So they should be happy with the 3 years.
Well, the attorney for Trump, Alina Haba, you know, better to be pretty than smart, because you can fake smart. Dom's never done it successfully, but some try.
All right, I'm pretty.
But I'll stick with smart. Donald Trump's attorney, Alina Habba, had to eat her words Wednesday after admitting that the former president did not have the cash bond required to appeal his fraud trial ruling in New York. Doesn't have the money, Dom.
Possible? I mean, the guy, when we saw him in Iowa, the Freedom Summit, he said $10 billion. $10 billion.
I remember. The Christian conservatives seemed all a flutter that day, Dom.
Oh, my goodness. And now
he's really rich. He's better than us. You hear how rich he said he was?
If he's rich, he's smart. If he's rich, he's blessed by the heavens. If he's rich, he'll know what to do. If he's rich, maybe he'll give us some of it. If he's rich, maybe it will rub off on us. And if you have that attitude, I think a lot of megas do, what are you going to do when you find out the guy might not be as rich as you thought he was? I mean, maybe all the other things you can let go, but if the guy's not really, really as rich as he was, he's got to struggle to come up with what? Less than 25% of what he's supposed to?
In my neighborhood,
problematic? I think they will reject him just because he's not rich.
In my neighborhood, I think if he just got a gold-plated tee and put it on the side of his trailer, I think he'd be welcomed.
Oh, yes. Go along with those gold-plated sneakers.
Domino, in a filing in federal court, lawyers for Trump asked to stay Justice Arthur Engoron's decision ordering the billionaire to pay. I don't know why they keep describing him as a billionaire. Even if he was once, it's starting to go away, if you know what I'm saying. But anyways, ordering the billionaire to pay $454.2 million is a judgment fraud case brought by the New York Attorney General Letitia James. The document, the filed document, Dom, said that Trump would need to sell his properties to come up with the cash to pay the bond required to appeal to go forward. You know, as someone who has been a criminal defendant in the court of law, Dom, they don't really have a lot of mercy. You know what I mean? The average criminal defendant, I can't pay the bond. No, take your ass to jail. Just saying, they don't usually go easy on a guy just because he's broke. I'm a criminal, sure, but I'm also a broke criminal. Well, good. Then, you know, a lawyer will be provided at no cost to you.
How can you be a billionaire and be broke?
In the absence of a stay on the terms herein outlined, the filing noted, properties would likely need to be sold to raise capital under exigent circumstances. Uh-oh. And there would be no way to recover any property sold following a successful appeal and no means to recover the resulting financial losses from the attorney general. But only a week earlier, Habba was bragging about Trump's wealth. Does Donald Trump have that kind of money sitting around? Habba was asked during an interview on Newsmax. Yes, she replied. I mean, he does, of course. He has money, you know. He's a billionaire. We know that. And again, I ask, do we? So he'll write a check, Alina, the host pressed. I'm not going to get into privileged information, but there'll be a bond and there'll be no issues with that. So that's all I'll say on that. The Forrest Gump close. That's all I got to say about that. Habba made a similar claim on the Foxy News, Dom. What we're trying to do between this case, between my last case, is put Trump out of business, she argued. It's not going to work, number one. Number two, what they're doing is a scare tactic. Unfortunately, they picked the wrong guy to pick on, in my opinion, because he's strong, he's resilient, and he happens to have a lot of cash. That's what his attorney's out there bragging on national news outlets.
Right.
It's hard to turn around and say, oh, but, you know, I spent it. A lot of ketchup.
I don't have it.
A lot of ketchup.
I don't have it.
Never
I
mean, did?
Come on, man. Like, let's just never did. And if he's offering 100, maybe he's got 200 cash, which is half of what he claimed to have, the 400 million in cash, not so long ago.
Well, so, if this was not a case about him inflating his assets.
Yeah, this has been the whole thing. You start pulling on the string, and next thing you know, the sweater. It's just like Weezer, man. The sweater is gone because it's a house of cards that starts falling down. And maybe that's what they're showing now. Oh, I'm going to give you $100 million. Number one, you're negotiating. Hey, I'm going to give you 5 years in jail. I'll tell you what, I'll do one. You know, what are you negotiating about?
House arrest?
Right. So if he offered one, maybe he's got two, which means it was half as much cash as he claimed that he had in the past. And I want to get this one out there, too. The New York Attorney's General Office said the appeals court should deny Trump's request, and they did. Defendants all but concede that Trump has insufficient liquid assets to satisfy the judgment. They would need to raise capital. A prevailing plaintiff is entitled to have her award secured, and defendants have never demonstrated that Trump's liquid assets could satisfy the full amount of the judgment. Now, also on this, Raw Story is reporting that the appeals court split the baby on former Trump, President Trump's demand that his stay, the stay of his $465 million fraud ruling, only to have over $100 million. Well, he said the partial stay allows him and his son, who also found liable for fraud, to run the company and obtain loans while they appeal the ruling. But it was Trump has to pay up, so they say. The judge professed himself apparently somewhat sympathetic to Trump's arguments that he didn't have the cash and couldn't get a loan. Trump's argument in the more than 1,700-page emergency motion filed Wednesday, 1,700 pages?
They're billing by the word, Dom.
Contradict statements from Haba, as we heard. And I guess that's about it. In the absence of a stay, the terms herein outlined, properties would likely need to be sold.
Ruh-roh.
Where are you getting the loans from? Okay, so Russian loans? Are we talking about maybe some Saudi loans? I mean, can you get some loans from Jared Kushner? It's got
MBS, that $2 billion from the
investment fund from the Saudis.
Bonesaw?
No, and you can't blame a guy from getting a loan from somebody. I mean, just ask Hunter Biden but if you go out and you seek a loan and now you're become the president, the unlikely scenario that Trump becomes president and he owes what? Saudi Arabia $500 million? I mean, is that okay? Or can he just, once he becomes president, just, drag it out and because he has absolute immunity, just not pay it?
Well, don't you recall early in his presidency, like 2017, Trump had that lawyer put the big stack of documents on the table?
Yes, the many documents.
Of course, what we didn't know at the time is these were all classified documents he intended to retain. but he made a big show of putting stacks and stacks, like he had lots of documents. He was divesting from the Trump org. And
here he was.
And the boys, the boys who were also found to be, civilly fraudulent and defrauding the state of New York and also similarly fine. But not with this much money. I mean, at least the boys could probably get a mortgage somewhere, probably cover it with.
We don't know. Do we know how leveraged those properties are?
They're leveraged.
This is what I'm saying.
Much, much leverage.
How are you going to get a loan on something that's leveraged?
Bank of America HELOC?
You know what I mean? I mean, this is not insignificant. Obviously, this is a lot of money. But if Donald Trump can't pull it together to satisfy this judgment, what does that say about his the true value of his net worth? And what does it show to those megas who are so inclined to worship the orange Jesus? Because if God shines upon you, you will be wealthy, but he can't come up with the cash and maybe can't get loans out on already leveraged property? Do the megas turn from him then?
Oh, no, I got money, but it's in my wallet. And my girlfriend's holding on to my wallet, but she's in Niagara Falls. and you wouldn't know her.
Yeah,
but she's got my wallet, but I'm good for it.
She's totally hot.
And just cover it for now, would you? Just give me a pass on this one.
I'd rather owe it to you forever than never pay you.
Come back. More Devils. 844-967-2789. You could be next on the phones.
You're listening to WRJN, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for Matt Nair on Air.
This year's Wisconsin State Fair is going to be a bit fluffy. WRJN welcomes comedy superstar Gabriel Iglesias to the main stage on Thursday, August 1st. Get ready for a night of nonstop, gut-busting laughter you won't want to miss. Go to WIStateFair.com to purchase your tickets for Gabriel Iglesias at the Wisconsin State Fair, Thursday, August 1st.
Do you
you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
This is News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
The Devil's Advocates, radio for the 99%.
Yeah, thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You are welcome to join us anytime. We love it when you hang out with the audience at 844-967-2789.
Be patient, though. I got a few more exhibits to present to the court. Evidence. That's called evidence, Ron Johnson.
Objection, Your Honor. Objection.
Now, Ron Johnson, we played a little sound of Rojo. He's nearly beloved in these parts, question mark. Rojo was on the Maria Bartiromo show on the Foxy News, and Maria sounded damn near like journalistic adjacent.
Very journalistic-y by asking a question.
She asked him a question, and Ron made his smears about Joe Biden. He's the Don of the Biden family.
Biden okay, crime sir. Family.
But where's the evidence?
It was Bozzini.
And then Ron sort of wilted, as he often did when we would ask him a rational or logical question, try to pin him down for specific answers founded in evidence, let's say. And he'd often react with, Mike, or, you know, Dom, I see a vein bulging in your neck. Are you okay? Yeah. Always concerned about your health, Dom. Less so about mine.
Thank you, Senator.
But Hunter Biden, the president's son, he was called up to the Hill. This has been a long-awaited thing, right? And it's kind of falling apart. The Smirnoff, the vodka named, the deep throat that James
the
Comer.
The FBI informant who was being fed Russian disinformation and mainlining it to James Comer, that guy who apparently was lying the whole time.
Well, Lev Parnas told us that in 2019, but they were still trying to smear the Biden family with these accusations. This was the Burisma stuff. Well, anyways, Hunter Biden showed up today, and Hunter Biden made his statement available, let's just say, to the press. And although he gave testimony behind closed doors, we know in part what he said, Dom. And I've got a few of the quotes. Republican Chairman Jim Comer and Jim Jordan. Now, what he did is he accused them of basing their investigation on an entire partisan house of cards, of lies told by two people who have been indicted, a third who is behind bars, and a fourth who has been exposed for his false statements. Politico called Hunter Biden's opening statement a blistering rebuke of Republicans' investigation into his father, President Joe Biden. I'm going to quote the Sun again, the ne'er-do-well. I am here today to provide the committee with one uncontestable fact that should end the false premise of this inquiry. I did not involve my father in my business, nor while I was practicing lawyer, not in my investments or transactions, domestic or international. Not as a board member, not as an artist, never. That's how he started. I like how his tone rolls. You read this fact in the many letters that you have been sent over the last year as part of your so-called impeachment investigation. You heard this fact when I said it weeks ago, standing outside of this building. You heard this fact from a parade of other witnesses, former colleagues and business partners of mine, including my uncle, who testified before you in a similar proceeding, and now today you hear this fact directly from me. For more than a year, your committees have hunted me in your partisan political pursuit of my dad. You have trafficked in innuendo, distortion, and sensationalism, all the while ignoring the clear and convincing evidence staring you in the face. You do not have the evidence to support the baseless and MAGA-motivated conspiracies about my father, because there isn't any. I hope that's clear to all of you. That was his statement, at least in part, Tom.
There's a little more here, Rudy. Biden goes on to charge Comer and Jordan with building their entire partisan house of cards on lies by the likes of Gal Luft, Tony Bobulinski, Alexander Smirnoff, and Jason Galanis. Luft, who is a fugitive, has been indicted for his lies and other crimes. Smirnoff, who has made you dupes in carrying out Russian disinformation campaign waged against my father, has been indicted for his lies. Bobulinski, who's been exposed for the many false statements he has made, and Galanis, who is serving 14 years in prison for fraud.
Rather, you know, all the usual suspects, Tom.
Rather than follow the facts, as they have been laid out before you in bank records, financial statements, correspondence, and other witness testimony, you continue your frantic search to prove the lies you and those you rely on keep peddling. Yes, they are lies. To be clear, I've made mistakes in my life. I have squandered opportunities and privileges that were afforded to me. I know that. I am responsible for that, and I am making amends for that. But my mistakes and shortcomings are my own and not my father's, who has done nothing but devote his entire life to public service and trying to make this country a better place to live.
Sounds like me trying to distinguish myself from you occasionally. Don't blame me for the associates I keep.
And back at you, Crudy. Biden points to his battle with addiction, praises his father for his support, and says he helped save my life. His love and support made it possible for me to get sober, stay sober, and rebuild my life as a father, husband, son, and brother. What he got in return for being a loving and supportive parent is a barrage of hate-filled conspiracy theories that hatched the sham impeachment inquiry and continue to fuel unrelenting personal attacks against him and me. Biden charges Republicans with taking his communications out of context and alleges they relied on documents that have been altered and cherry-picked snippets of financials or other records to misrepresent what actually happened. He then told Republican chairman that they, quote, they used a few references to my family in emails and texts that I sent when I was in my darkest days of my addiction. And he starkly warned, if you try to do that again today, my answers will reveal your tactics and demonstrate the truth that my father was never involved in any of my businesses. I love the offensive take on that, man.
Well, why not? Why not go blasting? I mean,
come on. If you got all you guys made money. Okay, so what? What are you telling me? I mean, what specific crime did Joe Biden, President Joe Biden, or Vice President Biden, what did he engage in? What did he do? I'm looking for that. I mean, I got some ideas of what Trump did. We can articulate that. There's some charges out there. I think there's more charges that should be out there, but okay. We can identify that. What are you saying to me? What did he do, Ron Johnson? Oh, yeah. Everyone making money. Okay, what did he do? What's the evidence? You can say all sorts of things, Rojo, but what's the evidence? What did he do? What's wrong? What's the illegality? How is he leveraging his position as vice president or president and putting money in his pocket? I mean, isn't that the point? I mean, Jared Kushner got $2 billion from the Saudis who couldn't pass a security check at the White House. And no issue there. No problem there.
Well, that's for his post-administration work, Tom. You know,
like the day after he left the White House?
Bringing newfound expertise to bear on Saudi money.
So is this all the same then? No, I don't think it is. I don't think it is. And the Republicans continue to throw this out there. And their witnesses continue to what? Apparently lie.
Get arrested. Get convicted, get thrown in prison.
Charged by the very same prosecutor who's prosecuting Hunter Biden. I mean, doesn't that tell you something, Republicans? What a joke. Embarrassment. But the good news is apparently the government will stay open, but we'll see.
Well, the House Republicans would still have to vote for that proposition, Dom. And, you know, today they spent their time behind closed doors depositioning Hunter Biden to their own ridicule and embarrassment because, of course, he's going to drop his statement. He's not going to keep it to himself. He's not going to let you misconstrue him any longer. So that'd be a bad thing for House Republicans. They might try to take a little revenge tomorrow. Know what I'm saying?
Hi, this is Don Rosen. Melissa Donaldson from the Racine Public Library will be my in-studio guest Thursday morning at 7 right here on WRJN.
Pacific Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers is offering Republican state lawmakers a compromise on a plan to clean up PFAS pollution. Evers wants the Department of Natural Resources to have more authority to inspect water on private land. In exchange, Evers is asking the Budget Writing Joint Finance Committee to free up $125 million in grants for pollution cleanup in a bill that got final legislative approval last week. $15 million is on its way to Wisconsin's Chippewa Valley to support health care access as two local hospitals and several area clinics are set to close in April. The legislature approved the money last week. Today, Governor Evers passed the bill with some line item vetoes to allow more flexibility. In addition to emergency rooms, the money can now help with everything from urgent care to mental health care. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WRJN News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Today, Racine County is cracking down on reckless driving. The State Patrol is working with the Sheriff's Office and local police for a special traffic enforcement initiative. Using recent crash data, law enforcement is strategically positioning themselves in high-risk areas throughout the day. The concerted effort involves nearly all county law enforcement, involving the city of Racine, Waterford, the town of Norway, and Burlington. This is Flood Safety Awareness Week. Melissa Kay has more.
Even with low water levels last year, many communities experienced flooding in Wisconsin. Floodwaters and runoff contaminate water supplies, destroy homes, damage property, and can even result in fatalities. Just 1 inch of water can cause $25,000 of damage to your home. You can learn how to cope with flooding and minimize flooding damage at the Ready Wisconsin website.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles, WRJN News.
Today, young adults face big questions about their future. How will you make your mark? Do you want to be part of something bigger than yourself? Are you ready to learn new skills and make new friendships? Perhaps you have a dream that you're ready to make real. So, how will you make a mark with your future? As you embark on a journey toward finding these answers, the military can serve as a resource for providing help, information, and opportunities. A public service message from the Department of Defense. To learn more, visit todaysmilitary.com.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. After being asked if acting with his daughters is a good way to spend time with them, Adam Sandler says they still don't talk to him. The actor told Yahoo Entertainment at the premiere of his new film, Spaceman, that even though they've been in multiple films together, the girls sometimes don't even respond when he tries to talk to them on the set, attributing their behavior to their age, and not that they might have watched him in the film Jack and Jill. Kids are cute. Sony has decided to move up the release of Bad Boys 4 to June 7th. Collider.com reports that the move will pit the film against two other action films, The Crow and The Watcher, which will be released on the same date. Will Smith and Martin Lawrence are back again playing crime fighters Mike and Marcus. The film's action sequences are said to be impressive, but will probably not look as real as Will Smith's real-life award show action scenes. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, every night between 7 and 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and cold tonight with lows around 10 above, but sunny and much warmer tomorrow, highs to the mid-40s. Sunny, breezy, and even warmer Friday, high-low 50s. The warmth continues to build for the weekend, partly cloudy and near 60 Saturday, low 60 Sunday. It's 28 degrees right
Nightline
now.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide as he got ready to wail on me.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
When you think about it, talk radio is its own type of sport. News Talk and Sports, 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Occupy didn't start on Wall Street. It started on our street, the Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Wednesday, happier, happy hour, rolling through it, Dom. Tomorrow we got a big show as well. Matt Rothschild, Batman, returning to the devilish airwaves with yours truly. 3:30 tomorrow in studio with me and WMDX. We only play on the 92.7 between 3 and 4. But tomorrow in the big, you know, the national show, worldwide show between 4 and 6, we got the incomparable, our friend Bill Press, joining us at 4:30 Central Time tomorrow. Very excited about that. Hopefully we can have him turn off a few of the notice buttons on his computer tomorrow.
We'll work on that. We'll get the tech support in.
And so we've got some really big news today, Dom. Mitch McConnell out as the Republican minority leader. At least he's going to retire from that position. And some snarky Jeff on Twitter or texting, you know, corrects me. He's not leaving the Senate, just the leadership. Okay, Jeff. More.
Thank you, Jeff. We like the facts.
Donald Trump is broke. Can't make his bond. And told the court.
Cantor won't.
Told the court today $100 million should be good enough for you. And they said it is not. So we know it's not good enough for them. But the court, in response to the 1,800-page filing from the Trump legal team.
1,700.
Well, you know, maybe that's why he's broke. He's paying these lawyers by the word or the page or something. I mean,
you know how expensive toner is? You ever bought toner? Come on, man.
Probably had to file that in triplicate. So they made effectively an admission that the old man can't raise the capital without liquidating some properties or getting a loan, which he cannot do under the ruling in Ingram's courtroom. So this is a hell of a catch-22 for the Cheeto Messiah.
But the judge did allow them apparently some time to try to get a loan.
To seek bonding. Yes. To find a loan. You know, I'll give you money next Tuesday for a hamburger today. We'll see if it works out for
$450 million hamburger. And who's going to do business with the guy?
He was just civilly convicted of fraud in the state of New York, massively inflating his assets. Dom, this is just the sort of guy I want to loan money to.
I mean, I got to tell you, the Saudi Sovereign Wealth Fund that gave Jared Kushner $2 billion, they might want to invest in Donald Trump. I mean, who knows? Maybe they could hacksaw another journalist.
Well, I would suspect he would sell off substantially cheaper than $2 billion. And also, Dom, this one broke right as we were coming on the air at 4 o'clock. The U.S. Supreme Court, a crazy decision, in my opinion. They're going to apparently consider whether or not the former president, or by extension, any president, has absolute immunity. And I'm just saying, you know, Joe, just dial SEAL team and just have that final digit ready. Because if they rule, it's going to be time to go into action, sir. But
so they're going to take oral arguments on this case on April 22nd. And over the breaks, I've been watching some of the cable news networks. And, you know, all the legal minds, the smart legal folks, you know, pondering the timeline. It's all about the timeline. When could this happen? So April 22nd, maybe they throw a decision down by June. Maybe they could start a court case. If it's not upheld, they could start a court case by Labor Day-ish, September. Could you get that done? Is it too close to the election? All those things certainly to be considered. But at the end of the day, man, if they come down and say, yes, Trump has this kind of immunity, Trump can use, or a president can use SEAL Team 6, they just sealed the fate for everybody. Because whoever gets in that role will never leave.
Dominic, conservative retired judge Michael Luttig was aghast at the decision. Look, this is a momentous decision. Just to hear this case, there was no reason in the world for the Supreme Court to take this case. The three-judge panel of the United States Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia had written a masterful opinion, denying the president's claims of absolute immunity under the Constitution and the laws of the United States. Luttig explained that never in history has there been an argument that a president is immune from prosecution for crimes. Practically speaking, and here again is a quote, Tom, the Supreme Court is capable of deciding this very quickly. in time that the former president could be tried before the election. But today's decision makes that much more unlikely. It's a stall tactic, I tell you, Dom. The Trump legal calendar just got wacky, said national security lawyer Bradley Moss. Manhattan starts next month. Technically, the Mar-a-Lago document case is set for late May, but I expect that to be pushed to June. We'll know more on Friday. That leaves the Georgia and D.C. election cases, and SCOTUS likely won't rule until mid-May. Chaos, I tell you, Dom.
It takes four judges to agree to that, correct, my understanding? So they got it. They got it enough. And again, it's going to be interesting to see what are they going to try to pick apart? What did the appellate court get wrong? I'm with Luddig on this. I mean, that thing, we talked to our legal minds on this show, that was pretty airtight. But there's egos, there's history. Maybe they want to be held. Maybe they all agree they want to put a cigarette out on this entire notion. But, I mean, how does this play out with the election? What is it, 60 days that the Department of Justice generally tries to stay away from charging cases that are politically...
Come on, man, they're just making it objected. Up. They're, you know, it's like the memo that you can't prosecute a sitting president. That's never been decided. Yeah, that was like a legal opinion somebody threw in a file, and we've been using it ever since. But this claim of immunity...
Let it be done. Yes.
This one stems more back to, you know, I would say the common law, the King's Law, perhaps.
So
I didn't see this one in the Constitution.
So we get a May or June ruling.
Or July, I've seen. I mean,
or July.
Why would they expedite? They haven't expedited the 14th Amendment stuff.
Well, at least we know. The good news is, you know, Chuckin knows a somewhat of a timeline, so she doesn't have to worry about her vacation. And when she gets back, you know, you'll get the U.S. Supreme Court will render their marvelous decision on that. What kind of law school you got to go to? How long do you have to be a legal scholar to perhaps understand the consequence of absolute immunity for criminal presidents?
Well, here's what Luddig said, talking about Chutkan. She's still got pre-trial work to do. She has to pick a jury. She needs jury questionnaires. We're talking the earliest a couple of months after that, after the ruling. So that brings us into July, and that's assuming a rapid ruling, and they've been sitting on the 14th Amendment stuff for 3 weeks and counting, this U.S. Supreme Court. So perilously close to the election. That from Weissman, not Luddig, my bad. Luddig said that's a de facto veto over the case. The U.S. Supreme Court has effectively vetoed this case through what? Trial delay. I'm very pissed. Excuse the coarse language. Normally I leave that for you. 844-967-2789. Well, I know your lane. It's a coarse lane. Very pocked. Chris from Rice Lake, welcome. Let's keep it in the...
Hi, Chris.
On the smooth lane, the crudy lane.
Good afternoon, Chris.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys remember, but about 2 months ago, I called you guys and I told you that they're all going to get away with it. They all are. He's got it stacked so that he can do whatever he wants, whenever he wants. And, you know, I don't know if you guys really thought about this or not, but I really think it's time for a constitutional change that there are term limits for senators, people in the House of Representatives, and these judges. I mean, they get these crazy people on there for life. I mean, it's just not right.
Well, federal judgeships are lifetime appointments, Chris. That's by decision. And you could say, well, we're going to term limit everybody. You can't even get enough of a legislative majority to get anything past Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema, right? I mean, how are you going to affect any real change? They couldn't even get rid of the filibuster when they had an advantage in the Senate. There's no political will, certainly not amongst those that would be term limited. I mean, look at our boy Mitch McConnell. He might be leaving leadership, but he's keeping on till 2027.
Been there since 1984. And Chris, I get the sentiment, man, but there is something to be said about institutional knowledge, don't you think? I mean, and if a certain area, you know, if people want someone as their representative, don't they have the right to choose whoever they want for that role?
Well, then why doesn't the president get to stay in the office for the rest of his life?
Well, until now.
Using your argument, why doesn't the president get to stay in the office for the rest of his life?
Well, I mean, term limits are a thing. I mean, you know, Florida governors are term limited. There's term limits out there. I mean, I get the point, and I don't necessarily disagree. But at the other side of that argument, of course, the devil's advocates would say, well, okay, yeah, I've been here for what, 4 years, 6 years, 8 years, 10 years. Why am I no longer allowed by you, Chris, to do the job? The people I represent think I'm doing a fine job. Who are you to tell me I can't continue to do that job?
But these judges are not voted. They're appointed. And if they get appointed by somebody who's a lunatic like Donald Trump, what are you basing your argument on?
So then, Chris, we have a federal judge then, reappointed? No, I'm serious. I'm not trying to argue with you, Chris, but if you have a federal judge, you think they should be term limited. They do that so they don't have to worry.
Highly candid.
Yeah, right. But they do that so there's safety and consistency in the job. They don't have to worry about being pressured. If you're a federal judge in a lifetime position, you hopefully wouldn't be you know, subject to whoever appointed you to do them favors. You're there for life. If you take that away,
no, it's whoever buys you an RV and takes you on the yacht. That's who you owe the favors to, Chris.
No, but so you guys are okay with that Eileen Cannon?
No, but I don't.
Okay, how do you get her out? How do you get her out?
Impeachment. There legally could be an impeachment of a federal judge. And short of that, you can't. You cannot. It's a lifetime appointment. And, you know, knowing that the U.S. Senate really will not have the appetite, unless there was a clear corruption case against a federal judge or something of that sort. Chris, I just don't think it's going to happen, man. I know that that's your want. How's it feel to want?
I got a whole bucket of want. 844-967-2789. Let's keep going on the lines. Wisco, Paul, you are next. Welcome, Wisco. What do you got for us?
Hey, Paulie.
Well, it's already been proven the Supreme Court is corrupt and on the take. And I think it's been proven that our whole democracy is actually a gentleman's agreement. And Trump broke that for the first time ever. And nothing is getting done. And it proves to me that the justice system is only for the poorest of the poor, people like me. And we'll probably go to jail, more than likely. But if you're very wealthy, you get to skate. And I don't, for the life of me, understand why the Supreme Court would take this case. It's just asinine. And before I get any more carried away today with our government, I'm going to hang up.
Don't be getting all coarse on us, Wisco.
Thank you, Paulie. I know.
Bitter.
It can be.
It's embittering. Frustrating
at times, no doubt, ma'am. Self-governance is hard.
Well, that and the bad roads out there. I know that was always a gripe of Wisco, the scat holes in the pavement. You know, stay out of the course lane. Smooth sailing on my lanes over here on the superhighway at 844-967-2789. Or, you know, get on the crazy train with Dom. Whatever it takes.
Oh, man. Great. You know, this song is so misinterpreted. I mean, he talks about love, and Ozzy Osbourne is about the love.
Yeah, he used to love bite the heads off bats and
yeah.
All kinds of fun stuff.
Yeah, that was an accident.
I am the Prince of Darkness.
Now, he did actually intend to bite the head off the dove when they got his record deal. That did not go over well.
It didn't work out well when I did it either. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. More of your phone calls. Make it better than... Well, I won't call any of you out, but you know some of your calls today have been substandard. Better than that!
What? There you go. That's Curdy for you, folks. Insulting our audience. But I love you. Call us 844-967-2789. One last thing.
You're listening to WRJN, Racine and Kenosha's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice, got free training, and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent running high-profile projects in Milwaukee that change the city skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 262-970-5777 and press 0 to apply. That's 262-970-5777 and press 0.
People we meet, paths we take, and decisions we make are at the center of the heartfelt romantic comedy Now and Then, continuing its run this weekend at the Racine Theatre Guild. It's 1981, and as Jamie is closing the bar, a desperate last-minute customer offers him and his girlfriend $2,000 to sit and have a drink with him. Who wouldn't take it? As they swap stories, the unbelievable truth about this man is slowly revealed. Call the box office, 633-4218, or RacineTheatre.org for showtimes and tickets.
News, talk, and sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
Grass-fed, locally raised, 100% organic. The Devil's Advocates.
Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. It is our last segment of the day, so if you got something to say, hit us up right now, 844-967-2789. Callers, be patient. We will get to all of you. And stay tuned for Busted Pencils. They are coming up next. Back to the lines. People are fired up. Nick from St. Paul, you're up. Welcome, Nick. What do you got for us?
Hey, Nick.
Hi. I can't help but think, well, first of all, I'm from St. Paul, and I just listen to you guys all the time. Just so you know, there's people in St. Paul that listen to you.
Right on, brother. And, thank you, man.
I can't help when this immunity thing and the Supreme Court and all that sort of thing, I cannot help if somebody thinks that they're immune, I cannot help but think about Kristallnacht. Do you guys know what that is?
No, you tell us, Nick.
That's when Hitler eliminated all of his enemies, basically. And all the Jewish communities, and you know, pretty much assassinated Rome, you know, in his bed, and so on and so forth.
You say it like it's a bad thing, Nick. You say it like we shouldn't repeat that history.
Did we learn from history, Nick, or are we going back to it, man?
We're going back to it, apparently. But we can stop it. But, you know, once, you know, you let those, that whole sense of somebody having immunity, that is pure and simple fascism.
If Dom had immunity, he'd never pay another parking ticket ever.
Thank you for the call, Nick. Kristallnacht, the night of broken glass. Yes. Of course, remember this in history, Nick, and thank you for bringing it up. And of course, we have these fascist concerns. We talk about it a lot. We talked about the Nazis in Nashville, Nazis in Madison not so long ago, and the Nazis at CPAC. So, I mean, Nick, it's a thing. And certainly anybody, and that's what, if you have ultimate power, right? Ultimate power, what do they say? Corrupts ultimately. You know, there's got to be constraints on it. And the constraints are we the people. Let's not forget about we the people. That's what it says. That's how the Constitution starts. We the people, not me, Donald Trump, not me, Joe Biden, not me, the president, not me, the Supreme Court. It's we the people. And we are the ones who are responsible for this, Nick. And I hate it, man. Yeah, you get the government you deserve. Oh, good Lord. You kidding me? But you do. You got 25% turnout, man. This is what we're looking at.
844-967-2789, two embittered hosts of the Devil's Head. We normally try to be more glass half full.
I know. I'm not dealing very well with this, Grudy.
Is it not half full of tequila tonight, Tom? Because I know that can make you bitter.
It's getting there.
844-96-PARTY. Rico from Rock County, man. I know you're a partying dude.
Hey, Rico.
Well, not lately. I'm going to join right in with these guys. You know,
I'm rather upset. I have to admit, I'm rather upset. This just does not sit well with me. This is nothing more than a witch hunt. This man was born criming, and we can't hold it against him just because we the people, or a certain part of we the people, elected this orange idiot to be our goddess from hell. Now, given that, I Wisco bothers me lately. I really hate to see my boy Wisco. Like, and Dom, I'm concerned about you too.
I'm okay, man. Don't worry. Thank you, Rico.
Not so much Crudy. He'll take care of his own, it seems. But Wisco, that man worries me. And you know, Wisco, I appreciate you keeping an FCC compliant, but I know how you feel. So you know what? Take my approach. Take my approach, and I suggest a lot of other people do this. Let's try to take it easy on O'Donnie until, let's just be reasonable here, and maybe Halloween. That sounds like a great day to pass judgment. I mean, that'll be the day, I think, that we
You're waiting for the October surprise? You know, unfortunately...
Yeah, but right there.
Rico, I think it's already baked in the cake, man. I think people suspect either the court will reinforce, no matter your bias, what you already believe about Donald Trump. Either he will be found guilty and that will reinforce the fact that you, like I and other open-minded, reasonable human beings, see the evidence presented in the public and we believe it because it's called evidence. And we've heard the tapes of Trump, you know, pressuring elections officials, etc. There was a clear conspiracy going on. They've got data points. They got so much evidence to pile up against this guy. But we may never see that day in court. And that more than anything, will wreck my friendship with Dominic. Because well, I would blame you.
We always got the Stormy Daniels case.
Oh, damn it.
I mean,
I'm putting all my hopes on the payoff of a guy who raw-dawed a porn payoff, star.
Not a payoff for sex. Election interference, fraud, you know, those kinds of things.
I was asking Ron Johnson about Stormy Daniels in 2017. He was giving me the Sergeant Schultz. I know nothing. I see nothing. 844-967-2789. We see you, callers. Try to sneak a few more in here. Jack from the Mac. Welcome back. What do you got, Jack?
Hey, Jack.
One very short sentence about this so-called decision by the Supreme Court. If there was any doubt in anybody's mind that this court is composed of a bunch of corrupt people, there should be no doubt now. That's it.
No, they certainly smack of terrible corrupting partisanship. The fact that they would even take up this case. I mean, it was a complete beatdown for Trump's claims coming out of the D.C. appellate court. There was no light there. There was no question marks lingering like, oh, but what? No, there was no distance between the facts, the evidence, and the ruling.
I saw this on the Twitters these days. If I were Jack Smith, I'd drop the Ginny Thomas fake elector indictment tonight and totally implode the Supreme Court. Gloves off at this point.
I'd be down for that.
Man. You know, I mean,
bring it.
There's a lot. There seems to be a lot of, you know, I don't know, false electoring going around here. And what? Only the folks that showed up and broke the windows and crapped on the walls? They're the ones? What about everyone else? What about Ginny Thomas? What about Senator Ron Johnson? What about the 100-plus Republicans in the House?
Well, I see that Mark Meadows lost his appeal today, so he's going to trial in the Georgia case. That's a little bit of good news. Thank you all for listening to what some describe as the greatest radio show ever. Thank you, Nate, for your assistance. Tomorrow, got Matt Rothschild assisting me in the 3 o'clock hour. Batman coming in studio. And then Bill Press at 4:30 Central Time. You're going to want to tune in. Thanks for doing so today. Do it every day. 3 hours.
News, talk, and sports.
Talk about your triple play.
Get this guy a jockstrap and a cookie.
1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Tune into the Earl Ingram Show Thursday at 8 a.m. I'll be joined by pharmacist Omar Iliwa, as well as historian Reggie Jackson. You won't want to miss it.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work.
We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed at a reasonable hour. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe from 7 to 9 p.m. on 1400 AM, 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Your home for the Packers.
1400 AM, WRJN Racine, 99.9 FM, W260CV Racine, and 98.1 FM, W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. The Supreme Court will hear arguments in April on whether former President Trump should be immune from prosecution for